Now, it's joke day. It's International Joke Day.
And we need some, don't we?
Sneaky ones for you. Here you go. What's the best thing about Switzerland?
It's neutral.
No.
You better tell me because I've got no idea.
Well,
Switzerland.
Look, I actually don't know, but the flag is a big fat plus.
All right. Yeah, very good.
And also, hey, did you hear I invented a new word?
No, I didn't know. Tell me.
Plagiarism.
Boom tish. Thank you very much. Yes, that's good.
Why do we tell actors to break a leg?
Because it's the, there's a whole, go and tell me there's a scientific reason for it. I
love that you're trying.
I'm trying to give an explanation here, but you do it.
Because every play has a cast.
Oh, yes. Beautifully done. You know, they're dad's jokes. We're going to call them Ally jokes this morning. Yeah,
yeah. No, they are dad jokes, that's for sure. Come on. What do you got for me?
I've got Pierre, master of the quick champion of the repartee. It's not exactly a bit of a joke, but it does have a very nasty punchline. At this time of the morning, I might be able to get away with it.
You can.
Yeah. Well, see, what happened was there's this guy. And I'm not very good at telling jokes, Ally, but it's a yarn I've heard for years.
Don't start with that. Come on.
Well, I'm not a comedian. That's why I do radio. People think you're going to be funny in radio. But anyway. Now, Pierre Marshall, the quick champion of the repartee, apparently this guy was getting hounded all the time for, people would just come out with one-liners on him all the time, and he could just never have the perfect comeback, you know. He'd go and perform in the circus, because I think he was a clown of some description, but he wasn't a very good clown. And the ringmaster would always give him a hard time. And so he'd say, you know, he'd hold him up in front of the circus crowd and go, tell me, Pierre, are you the head of the ass or are you the tail of the ass? Anyway, Pierre would go, he'd just sit there, you know, shaking because he couldn't come up with an answer. And this happened night after night after night. The crowd would actually roar in laughter because he was this clown trying to do funny stuff, but it just didn't work. Anyway, he got sick of actually being hauled out by the ringmaster saying, are you the head of the ass or the tail of the ass all the time? So he goes and consults this guy called Pierre, master of the quick champion of the repartee. He wants to come up with the ultimate line to blow this ringmaster out of the water. Anyway, Pierre says, I've got the perfect line for you, man, because it's so good, I want to be there while you deliver it. So, of course, he goes to his circus performance, does his stuff, and, of course, the ringmaster bails him out in front of the crowd and, you know, says, oh, look at the little clown Pierre here. Is he the head of the ass or the tail of the ass? And the crowd just, you know, roars away in laughter here. Anyway, Pierre grabs the microphone off the ringmaster and delivers the line, and he's looking at, you know, Pierre Marshall, the quick champion of the repartee, there in the crowd is looking at him saying, yes, use it, use the line, it's so good. And so he grabs it off the ringmaster and just yells into it with one big foul swoop and says, why don't you just bugger off, you red nose, whatever. Not funny, I know. I couldn't use the proper swear words.
Why don't you hang it?